Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle. The Rock of Dallas-Fort Worth.
All right, we're going to get to Around the Sports in a moment. We also need to check out some tunes here. But before we do that... Shout out to all area fans of Rollertown Beer Works up there in Salina, Texas. Man, we've got a lot of really cool things popping right now. And the thing I think I'm most excited about, Ben, because it's on my immediate periphery, and that is tomorrow night. We open Wednesday through Sunday. Tomorrow night, in honor of May the 4th be with you today, Star Wars trivia out at Salina Beer Works. Come out and drink Lobo Hombre. Our New Mexican Amber, which is incredible. It's a great, great lager. And then if you want to throw down on some micheladas, we have that. We have a great beer selection. But Star Wars trivia is happening tomorrow night at Rollertown, and I'm going out there for that.
That's awesome. You're going to be there. I hear that it's fantastic. I haven't been out there yet on a Wednesday night, so I'm hoping to get out there. I've heard Thursday nights are fantastic, too.
Yeah, for music bingo, dude.
Music bingo is a lot of fun. I heard the guy that hosts those things is badass. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting out there, too. And just the amount of love we're getting, thank you guys very much. Obviously, it sucks to start a business in a pandemic, but because of you guys and your loyal support, we've been able to make it, and we're excited about the future. But whenever we see somebody out there wearing a Rollertown hat or somebody who goes out of their way to stop by the brewery, it just means the world to us. And
yep.
If you see us out there, please say hi.
Yeah, and don't forget, this Saturday in Salina, downtown Salina, we have the 9th annual Cajun Fest, and Rollertown's the title sponsor. So how about that? So we're going to have a special beer, a very crushable Cajun Fest beer. It's Cajun Fest Blonde. So you'll only be able to get that at Cajun Fest. So go out there this Saturday and check that out. It should be incredible. Rollertown Beer Works. Now, we were just talking about the music video dropped yesterday right when the show ended. Ben has written a song with our buddy Aaron Kelly, and they wrote a song for Dude Perfect, and this is the first song that Dude Perfect has performed. Ben wrote it, came up with it, Aaron helped him with the music and production, and they dropped the video yesterday when we left the air, and it's already gotten less than 24 hours, closing in on 3 million views.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And I just want to take you back down memory lane. Maybe not memory lane, because you may not have, you listeners haven't heard this before. But the first version I made of this was in April of 2019. So that's how long ago I started on this project. And that was to have a fun. I'm going to give you a little taste. This is the first version I made. This is with a different producer. I ended up taking it in a different direction. This is a guy named Slick.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember me talking to him? He's a local producer who's done really well.
Yeah, he went to jail, right?
Nope, he did not. He's a fantastic talent. And this is one of his beats. We didn't use this beat. And I went in a different direction. But here was the first incarnation.
Oh, my mute's on. Sorry. Here we go.
Are you going to turn your computer on?
Here we go. Start from the beginning.
How you doing?
Pet peeving, baby, you're pet peeving.
Walked into a restaurant.
Can I take your order?
Aren't you gonna write it down? Waiter said.
Well, sorta. I'm a genius. I don't have to. So what you order, I'll go grab you.
Unnecessary.
Man, I got you.
Then he swagged off, disappeared to the kitchen. Came back without one single menu item that we mentioned.
Let's see, you had the shark soup.
Then he turned and planted the plate right in front of me.
You had the tarantula.
Despite this injustice, stayed calm, cause I'm able. Until I realized it was a wobbly table. Irritated, aggravated, started grinding my jaw. Suddenly my buddy next to me's too loud with his straw. Now he's taking 50 selfies of his face with his food. Frustrated, that's my dudes. Are y'all seeing this too? Shoot, looking at these zombies, I knew I was alone. Cause every person at the table's in a trance with their phone.
Pet peeving, baby, you're pet peeving.
Okay. Right.
So that was
that's
the first
way
version.
Different.
Totally different, right?
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
So that's the first version that I made, and it just it wasn't the direction that they were looking to go. They were looking to do something that was more fun and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah, that doesn't feel like their personality.
It wasn't their personality.
Yeah.
And so I was searching for the right instrumental, and Aaron Kelly was like, hey, I just made a couple songs. They're kind of pop vibe. And this one just really clicked with me. Now, what would you rather hear first, me rapping or them rapping?
Let's hear you rapping first.
All right. So this is not mixed down or anything. It doesn't sound incredible. But this is me doing the Pet Peeves rap, the ultimate final version that we did on an Aaron Kelly beat.
Dude, perfect. Yes, yes. Why are you talking like that? Recording a lit video, bro. Song about pet peeves, brah.
That's interesting. My number one pet peeve is actually people overusing bro and bra.
I hear you, brah. But pet peeves are making my life a grind, bro.
You're actually grinding on my nerves, like right now.
Man, listen, I'ma break it down with precision. The mission is to expose pet peeve conditions. I list them like couples who oversay bae. Or people going around saying, that's cray cray. I gotta be honest, I was really hoping you could stop eating with your mouth wide open and try scoping. Please back up off me. Breath smelling like burnt dog poop and coffee. And stop these baby naming catastrophes like ransom, melanomia, and abacity. And I'm sick of passing. And these dogs that bark a lot. Why are you leaving grocery carts in a parking lot? And whether it's dark or not, why are you taking two parking spots? Cause you're driving me nuts, like missing 1 foot putts. I think I'm hating your guts, it's simply too much. Pet peeves are on my mind, making my life a grind. Pet peeves are on my mind, making my life.
Okay, so that's kind of the rough version of it,
right?
Now, these guys have, Tyler has experience singing, and more experience than me, but none of them have experience rapping. And, dude, they were willing to just dive in and try it. And they didn't take themselves seriously. They had a blast doing it. They had so much fun. The first night we went to the studio to work on it, they were like, did you guys see the pictures of us? We looked awesome. It looked like we belonged in there, and we don't. We have no business being in a studio. And they were just clowning themselves, which was awesome. And then there was levels. Who was the worst out of all of them? They were giving each other grief. And so, anyways, after all this work, you know, so at some point we started this in 2019. Finally, yesterday at 5 o'clock, the video dropped. Skin mentioned it. Almost 3 million views in not even 24 hours. One of the top 10 trending things on YouTube. And this is them. And you got to see the video to do it justice. The video is amazing.
It's really, really clever, and it looks great. There's like a good parody element or satire element of boy bands.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to now go retract offending Christina yesterday about Blink 182.
Thank you.
Remember the video for All the Small Things?
Yeah.
Where they're kind of like...
Right, making fun of Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, it's got that cool vibe to it. It's really, really clever.
And it goes a little something like this.
Give me 5 seconds. I'm actually going to play the video.
When is it going to happen, Kevin?
4, 3. It's getting through an ad.
Are we going to do it on the air?
It's a Wendy's ad.
Like, oh, turn it up.
Oh, Kraft Burgers?
Ready?
I'm going to have some of this lemonade.
So, fellas?
Dude, perfect.
Yes, yes.
Why are you talking like that?
Recording a lit video, bro.
Song about pet peeves, bro.
That's interesting. My number one pet peeve is people overusing bro and bra.
I hear you, bro. But pet peeves have been making my life a grind, bro.
You're actually grinding on my nerves. Like, right now.
Man, listen, I'ma break it down with precision. The mission is to expose pet peeve conditions. I'll list them like couples who oversay bae. Or people going around saying, that's cray-cray.
Man, I gotta be honest, I was really hoping you could stop eating with your mouth wide open and try scoping. Please back up off me. Breath smelling like burnt dog poop and coffee.
And stop these baby-naming catastrophes like ransom, melanomia, and absidy. And I'm sick of passing these dogs that bark a lot. Why are you leaving grocery carts in the parking lot? And whether it's dark or not, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why are you taking 2 parking spots? Cause you're driving me nuts, like missing 1 foot putts. I think I'm hating your guts. It's simply too much.
Pet peeves are on my mind, making my life a grind. Pet peeves are on my mind, making my life. Pet peeves are on my mind.
So what people need to realize if they don't know the whole dude perfect thing. Go ahead.
I just saw the How much are you in the video, Ben?
I'm just in it at 1 minute and 21 seconds. Very quickly, you saw it.
I saw it.
Describe it.
Here's the part. Okay. Okay, they're rapping. They're on the studio. They're singing. And they're laughing. And there's Ben laughing. Hand in the air. Yeah.
That was so nice of them to do that because my daughter now thinks I'm cool.
Do you think the normal Dude Perfect fan? And Perfect has this incredible hardcore following, right? I mean, they're like mega fans. They go and see him in concert, right? So do you think they're watching every frame of this video and they're like, "What is? Who is that?"
They're like,
"Is that a character?"
They're like, "Cody ate Garrett." it's Fat Cody.
It's so cool though to hear them do it.
Yeah,
because it fits. And in the video's great. The video's really. I mean, I could see their fans just thinking this is the coolest thing they've ever done.
And it was pretty neat too, like to read the comments on it. There's so much love. There's so many great comments for them, positive comments, and I'm just used to the way the internet is mostly vitriol, poison, and toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some of that on there, but there was so much love and support for those guys, and they couldn't be nicer, more humble, and better dudes. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm glad it turned out the way it did and that it's getting a good response.
I think they probably also exist in a unique space where the negativity of the internet really kind of misses them because of who their audience is.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of 11-year-olds that are out there slinging trash on the internet, you know?
25,000 comments on this.
25,000 comments. It's not even 24 hours old.
So I'm never on YouTube, but I do follow them on Instagram because I like those dudes. And I was looking through the post, and I was looking through the comments, and you know, you're not even looking at the video. You're looking at Instagram pictures or whatever. But it was exactly what Ben's talking about. It was all wildly enthusiastic and super positive. And I think people that are into them see this as like this evolution or this next step. It's like, oh, my God, they can do this too. They're my heroes.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, the journey, it started out making trick shots. And now it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. It's so, so, so much more than that. But, man, they couldn't be nicer guys. And it's cool when you meet famous people that are as down to earth as you would ever hope they are. And that's exactly them. So, anyways, I appreciate the opportunity. And, God, it was a long time coming, man. It took multiple years.
So, go ahead, Kevin.
Well, will that be on Spotify?
I don't know.
Will they start doing music and stuff?
One of the things Skin and I had talked to them about, that whole thing. And Skin knows more about the music business than anyone I know. And so Skin had gone out there, and we'd had some meetings and talked about that type of thing. So who knows? Who knows? I mean, where they go with this from here?
Those guys are walking around with a money wand, and it's really you know, what do they want to what do they want to touch with their money wand? So if they want to touch the music business and turn it into a $1 million thing, they can.
They they've got another thing coming out called Dude Perfect Bucket List.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the trailer for that?
No.
They went to South Africa. And it is as well produced as anything I've ever seen. It looks like just super polished television show, and it's for their YouTube channel. And they're going out and doing things they've always wanted to do. Like they go on the second highest bungee jumping cord in the world.
Wow!
They're hanging out of a trampoline. They're they're interacting with animals out in the. I don't even know where the hell they are, but it's like super clean. I can't wait to see it, but apparently it's all these things that they've always wanted to do, and now they're just going to go do them and film them.
Man, that is so freaking cool. So I know that they had a TV show on, I believe it was on the Country Western Network?
They were on Nickelodeon at one point, I think, or maybe they're on Nickelodeon now. They've had multiple TV shows. I'm not sure what the status of that is right now.
But yeah, so it was like they can really just kind of do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
They've sort of just invented their own lane that they exist in.
And I like how, you know, as they're getting older and they're evolving and doing all these different things. And I was telling him about Broken Bow, how cool Broken Bow is, and you know, making these, you know, these cabins out there, building cabins. And I was like, you guys should have a vacation rental contest where see which one of y'all have the same budget and see who can build the cooler rental home in Broken Bow. And they're like, done. Let's do it. You know, it's like they can do whatever
you guys should start a Broken Bow channel. Okay, sounds good. I think we should too.
But again, the coolest thing about them is despite all their success, they've always been the same.
Mm-hmm. And except for Cody.
They've always been.
Well, Garrett too a little bit.
Yeah, Garrett.
Well.
Garrett's, you know, those guys.
Great guys.
But the other three for sure have stayed the same.
Anyways, thank you guys. That was a fun journey to get that across the finish line, and I actually never thought it would happen.
Well, we're not even a day into this. I think every day at 4:54, we should pull up and see how many views it's had. Because I'm pretty fascinated by that. It's the exact opposite. When we were on vacation last time, we were running Best Of, and I listened in, and it was that time that we were trying to get to 10,000 YouTube subscribers, and you had misread the number. And so then we suddenly thought we were losing YouTube subscribers. And so what's happening on the views of this is the exact opposite of that.
Right.
So I think every day at 4:54, before we hand it over to Dan, Alfie, and Chloe, I think we should pull up the YouTube channel and see from day to day. Because I'm very fascinated by that.
Yeah, I'm wondering how it works. Like, it's not a huge flush of people immediately the first day.
Is it double the second day? Sounds outrageous.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It's 2.5 million views right now.
The last video they had that I saw was at 11 million total, and that was I think 4 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And so it'll be interesting to see over two weeks time.
Yeah.
Can this video reach that, or will it beat that? I don't know.
Should we? It's a song, so of course it will.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, Ben knows better than I do, but I don't think they've done anything close to this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen them do anything like this. It is so clean.
Oops, sorry.
It's so polished.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I think also, like, I just think about who the Dude Perfect fan is, and I think if I'd been this fan of Dude Perfect for a couple years, and I love what they do, and then suddenly they did this, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of comments on it. People are you kidding me? Is there anything y'all can't do?
Right.
And again, they don't take themselves super seriously. They're like,
except for Cody and Garrett.
They're totally laughing and having fun. That's why the video ends with them saying, "My biggest pet peeve is people that think they can sing and can't."
Yeah, right.
Because those people are the worst. And that's how it ends. So I just love how humble they are, man. They're really special. And dude, what they're doing, it's they've got 56 million YouTube subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based here. I mean, they are straight up global.
Yeah, they should run for office.
I mean,
they're not old enough.
Yeah, they are. You're talking about the voters. Yeah, he's right. Okay, it's the Ben and Skin Show. It's here on the Mighty Eagle. Coming up next, we have a very shocking love shack in which we learn about the other sex and the most promising of ways.
What's the other sex?
I don't remember.
Turtle
sex. Yep. That's coming up next right here on the Mighty Eagle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.